here's a story from The World.
The pandemic has now officially claimed 4.8 million lives worldwide. One number that's much harder to count, the people whose mental health has been impacted. In El Salvador, they were already struggling to meet the needs of the population. Then came COVID. Reporter Anna Catherine Brigida followed a group of first responders in El Salvador to look at how this latest crisis has increased the need for mental health support.
It's a Wednesday morning, and one of El Salvador's biggest markets is burning. Helicopters pour water on a huge cloud of smoke. Police line the perimeter. Vendors sob outside as their livelihoods go up in flames. A group of volunteer first responders, known as Comandos de Salvamento, is evacuating people and helping put out the fire.
Era un caos, ¿verdad?
Shift leader Rafael Duran says later that day that it was chaos.
La gente corriendo de un lado para otro.
People were running from one side to the other, he says. Some people were asking for help, and others were screaming for firefighters. Others wanted to take their belongings. Still, Duran stayed calm. Maintaining composure in the face of danger takes practice. Duran has been perfecting the skill for 30 years through a civil war, earthquakes, and gang violence. Basically, he's seen it all. And then came COVID. COVID scares me the most, he says. Fighting against an enemy that you don't see and that can kill you is so difficult. It's so complicated. And it's very terrifying. As a commando, Duran has been exposed to extreme trauma. But so have so many other Salvadorans who lived through the civil war and gang violence, explains Rocio Martinez, director of health programs at Salvadoran NGO Glasswing. On a personal level, she says, everyone in this population has suffered some type of trauma. El Salvador has the highest rates of suicide in Central America, and an uptick during the pandemic has psychologists worried. Martinez says trauma can also lead to drug and alcohol problems, and it can disrupt sleep. Salvadorans are in dire need of mental health care, says Selena De Sola, president of programs at Glasswing and a public health expert.
Here in El Salvador, there's 2% of the health budget is assigned to mental health right now. So that kind of gives us an idea of how much we need to improve in this space.
Rafael Duran says he would like to talk to a psychologist. But in El Salvador, there are just 66 psychologists working in the public healthcare system, serving a population of 6.5 million. 30% of Salvadorans live on $5 a day or less and can't pay $20 to $50 for a private therapy session. The limited services that do exist in El Salvador are concentrated in the capital, meaning people in rural areas have to travel a few hours by bus for care. Some people never seek care because of the stigma. But De Sola believes filling in gaps in mental health care is possible.
We have to remember that mental health care doesn't require clinicians all the time. If we can create in communities supportive systems that can mitigate some of these impacts, not everybody needs to be referred to a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
And that's what's happened informally with the commandos. After the fire at the market is under control, about 7 or 8 commandos climb into the back of the ambulance. That's when the jokes start. There's too many people to fit comfortably, so they prop the back door open, and one stands on the edge and holds on. He pretends he's selling candy. At other moments, the conversation becomes more somber. The vendors whose stalls burned aren't going to have anything to sell during the holiday season, they comment. When the group makes it back to the station around 2 p.m., they plop down on the couch in the common room and watch TV. They don't talk much about what happened the rest of the day. By 6 p.m., Duran's shift is over and he's ready to head home. He's a bit worn out and tired, he tells me. But he says focusing on the positive helps him keep going. The mission is what gives you worth. It's what gives you peace, he says. Sometimes it scares you, but you always have to fulfill the mission for the emblem that you wear and what you carry in your heart to help people. Public health expert Selena De Sola says even emergency service providers need help.
When you're a comando, you're like the hero. You're tough. You're rough and tumble. You're gritty. You can deal. So it's not always easy to say, I need to stop. I need to go cry in my room, cry myself to sleep, right? And that's where we need to normalize that.
But the calls keep coming.
Commando, a la orden.
Commandos at your service, they say. For the world, I'm Anna Catherine Brigida.